They now understood the cosmic law that everything one does to others will ultimately be returned to oneself. Hatred and violence, as well as love and compassion. Remarkably, there was often evidence of increased intuitive feelings. For further information, the website neardeath.com has an excellent list of 51 different proofs that support the reality of NDEs. At the very top of the page, they mention the groundbreaking studies of Dr. Kenneth Ring, who investigated cases where people reported accurate observations of real events, sometimes far away from the location of their physical bodies, while they were clinically dead. They saw the events taking place and also overheard the conversations in some cases, and their reports were later verified as being stunningly correct. In other examples, the clinically dead person appears in a ghost-like form to a loved one, and both people end up reporting the same experience once the patient has been resuscitated. Where do we go? And what happens to us after we die? In his wonderful books, Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls, Dr. Michael Newton reports his detailed investigations into this fascinating subject. Dr. Newton conducted thousands of deep hypnotic regressions, where he would bring people back through the events of their lives, eventually return them into the womb, and then further regress them into the life between lives. And he found remarkable consistency in the reports. In the introduction to Journey of Souls, I explained my background as a traditional hypnotherapist and how skeptical I had been about the use of hypnosis for metaphysical regression. In 1947, at age 15, I placed my first subject in hypnosis, so I was definitely old school and not a new ager. Thus, when I unintentionally opened the gateway to the spirit world with a client, I was stunned. After more years of quiet research, I was able to construct a working model of spirit world structure. I also found that it did not matter if a person was an atheist, deeply religious, or believed in any philosophical persuasion in between. Once they were in the proper superconscious state of hypnosis, all were consistent in their reports. I built up a high volume of cases. While these years of specialized research into the spirit world rolled on, I worked practically in seclusion. I even stayed out of metaphysical bookstores because I wanted absolute freedom from outside bias. Newton's first book, Journey of Souls, is organized sequentially in terms of time and location to walk us through all 10 stages from initial death to final reincarnation. Death and departure. The gateway to the spirit world. Homecoming. Orientation. Transition. Placement. Life selection. Choosing a new body. Preparation and embarkation. And rebirth. I highly recommend these books, as the number of commonalities Dr. Newton points out among his participants and the depth of inspiration their accounts provide is quite profound. Dr. Newton also found that souls displayed visible colors that were relative to their level of advancement, falling neatly in line with the spectrum we see in the rainbow. I found that typically pure white denotes a younger soul, and with advancement, soul energy becomes more dense, moving into orange, yellow, green, and finally the blue ranges. In addition to these center core auras, there are subtle mixtures of halo colors within every group that relate to the character aspects of each soul. For want of a better system, I have classified soul development as moving from a level 1 beginner through various learning stages to that of a master at level 6. These greatly advanced souls are seen as having a deep indigo color. I have no doubt even higher levels exist, but my knowledge of them is restricted because I only receive reports from people who are still incarnating. It is my subjects who use level to describe where they are on the ladder of learning. While in a superconscious state during deep hypnosis, my subjects tell me that in the spirit world, no soul is looked down upon as having less value than any other soul. We are all in a process of transformation to something greater than our current state of enlightenment. There certainly is structure in the spirit world, but it exists within a sublime matrix of compassion, harmony, ethics, and morality far beyond what we practice on Earth. There is a value system here of overwhelming kindness, tolerance, patience, and absolute love.